This November, New York voters will decide whether the state's constitution should be amended to guarantee a right to clean air and clean water. The issue will be on the ballot now that the New York State Senate and Assembly gave final passage to a constitutional amendment earlier this month. Environmental groups say it would require businesses and state and local governments to make better decisions going forward when they need to approve projects that might potentially cause pollution. Peter Iwanowitz is with Environmental advocates.
Voters are going to be asked a simple question. Should we add to New York State's Bill of Rights the right to clean air, clean water, and a healthful environment?
Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the idea for the amendment came after the water crisis in Hoosick Falls in eastern New York, where it was found that the chemical PFOA used to make nonstick cooking pots and pans had seeped into the drinking water from the former St. Gobain plant. Residents had higher than normal rates of cancers associated with exposure to the chemical, and the litigation is continuing. We spoke in the park outside the state capitol.
A lot of thought around advocating for the constitutional right to clean air and water actually was born out of what happened in Hoosick Falls. And the thought was, well, had New York had something like this, would St. Gobain have been cited right on top of their drinking water source?
The state's business council opposes the amendment, saying its broad language could lead to all kinds of complications, including frivolous lawsuits against companies with facilities cited under existing environmental rules. The council's Ken Pukalski says it would create an incredible amount of uncertainty.
The fact that it's so broad, it says nothing about how it would be implemented. You'd imagine this would be used to challenge all types of private sector activities. And quite frankly, we could see this as having unintended consequences.
He says it could even lead to litigation against new clean energy, solar or wind farms, if a neighbor objects. Polkowski says New York already has numerous protective regulations, including the State Environmental Quality Review Act, or CEQRA, as well as an environmental litigation unit in the state attorney general's office. And he says there's already a clause in the state constitution to guarantee protection and preservation of natural resources. Iwanowitz, with Environmental Advocates, says excess litigation hasn't happened in other states where the right to clean air and water has been approved.
Retroactively, and we haven't seen in other states that have these self-executing rights, like in Montana and Pennsylvania, that this has led to a flood of litigation.
Moran with NYPERC says existing environmental rules have not always been implemented fairly and can be subject to political pressure. She says a clear constitutional right can make it easier for regulatory agencies to do the right thing in the future.
Will there be lawsuits? Probably. I think that's how these sort of things end up getting defined. But ultimately, this is a real moral question, which is everyone understands that they have a right to clean air and water. But unfortunately, there are so many things that are constantly jeopardizing this very basic human right.
In addition to the right to clean air and water ballot question, the legislature also approved a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act to be considered by voters. That measure won't be on the ballot, though, until November of 2022. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.